brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jay in Hawaii, KC in Minnesota, Stewart in Mass, Steve in PA. Everybody, we're getting your calls throughout this hour. I'm also going to get into an analysis of the North American Union and the mass media hoax claiming it doesn't exist. Key article on PrisonPlanet.com titled Media Hoax Attempts to Hide Advance of North American Union. But back that clip up about 15 seconds to Paul says, he's about to say you're a liar, but he says you've totally distorted it. He's too much of a gentleman. I would have called McCain a liar, and he knows it. He knows, everybody knows, a bunch of polls between 71 and 80% of the troops, depending on the poll, as well as the American people, want the war to end, know it's a fraud, know it's a guerrilla action meant to just dump money into it and destabilize the region. And for him to say the troops, give them a chance to win, like Paul's holding them back and keeping them, you know, like the $2.5 trillion they've already spent, the trillions they're going to have to spend, that's not enough. And Bush said we'd be back in 6 months. We've been there 4.5 years. On and on and on and on. And the feds have lied about the numbers of brain damage. They said it was 5,000. Now their own numbers say 150,000 brain damaged troops. 200 troops commit suicide a week. That's 4 or 5 times Vietnam or World War II level because the post-traumatic stress disorder from over 3 tours continually. No one's ever done that. It's like running tires down past the steel belts. I mean, you know, this is like cars rolling around with tires as thick as balloons, party balloons. I mean, it's an absolute joke. And then to have him sit there and try to claim that Ron Paul won't let the troops win, the troops are... He speaks for the troops and let them win. That's their message to you, Paul. And it wasn't even a question about that. It was a question about what are you going to do about the Iraq war? And McCain turns it into, you're a bad traitor, Paul. So here it is. Finish the clip.
Congressman Paul, 30 seconds to respond.
Absolutely. The real question you have to ask is why do I get the most money from active duty officers, military personnel? So what John is saying is just totally distorted. He doesn't even understand the difference between non-intervention and isolationism. I'm not an isolationism. An isolationist. I want to trade with people, talk with people, travel, but I don't want to send our troops overseas using force to tell them how to live. We would object to it here, and they're going to object to us over there.
See, really good medical doctors are all about precision, and they train clocks into their own minds, how long an artery's open. I mean, and that's why you notice Paul cut it exactly 30 seconds. Total precision! I love it! See, I've been doing radio so long, I've learned what 30 seconds and a minute is in my mind. I can do it right down to the second in my own brain when I'm on. But just to see that, and that sniveling little CIA operative, he's admittedly formerly CIA, by the way, currently, you know, asking the questions, it's just, all right, I'm going to shut up. I'll go back to the caller. Joe, go ahead and make a point.
Okay. Yeah, like he's tried to distort history. Basically, have you ever heard of Benjamin Friedman?
Yes.
Supposedly an ex-Zionist. And now he says that there was a backdoor deal during World War One to get the United States into the war. At that time, before the United States came in, they were ready to have peace in Europe.
And World War One, every major historian says, generated World War Two. So it wasn't isolationism. It was a previous war that generated that. And then U.S. and British barons, money barons, financing Hitler.
That's true, too. But what I was saying is there was some sort of backdoor agreement, supposedly from... I know people don't like hearing this word, but Zionist, to get U.S. into the war, so this way England wouldn't have to surrender to Germany.
Well, I certainly know that right around that time, the Zionists became very active, and that they'd gone to the Germans, who'd said no to giving them a state in Israel, so they'd gone to England. So I know they were allied in all of that. All right, appreciate your call. Very interesting information, Joe. KCJ, Stewart, Steve, everybody, your calls are straight ahead after this quick break, and we're getting into the NAU.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, they've got a new major national study showing record levels of illegal immigration. We're going to be breaking down these incredible numbers. We're going to be getting into more of the economic news with housing prices and the drop in housing prices at a 12-year record low just from the last quarter. And a lot more. I'm going to get into the North American Union. Right now we're taking calls from as far away as Israel and Hawaii. In fact, I'm going to go to Ariel, then Jay in Hawaii, then KC and others. Ariel in Israel, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you if you saw the Benjamin Fulford interviewing David Rockefeller.
Benjamin Fulford interviewing David Rockefeller. Fulford, of course, is the former Forbes writer who says he met with the Asian mafia about how they know about the plan to exterminate 80% of the population with race-based weapons, which has even been, and the fact that the weapons exist, has been in Jane's Weapons Quarterly, and Dick Cheney's talked about how great they are. But I can't confirm some of what Fulford's saying, so I'm neutral on it, but it sounds very interesting, a lot of it plausible. But you're saying he interviewed David Rockefeller?
In Japan, when supposedly David Rockefeller was supposed to be meeting with the emperor, which is very ponderous.
Is there video of this or text?
There's a video of it, and it's 30 minutes. You can go to freedomvideo.org/blog/P=521.
Do me a favor. Go to the PrisonPlanet.com forum. That's a good place. It'll show the latest post. Post it in there, or can I put you on hold, and can John give you his email so you can send that exact link? Well, when did Fulford supposedly do this?
This was actually just a few days ago, I think on the 14th of November.
Well, I mean, if he got an interview with David Rockefeller, this is, and that guy's, this really adds a lot of credibility. What does Rockefeller say?
It's just a very, very mysterious interview. He asks him questions about world government, and Rockefeller kind of beats around the bush a bit. But it's a very damning interview, to say the least. And just the fact that it was in Japan and supposedly Rockefeller was going to meet with the emperor, it just makes it all the more mysterious. And that's all I can really say.
Well, listen.
You just have to see this.
Can you go to prisonplanet.com? There's also a link there. It says email webmaster and send him that link.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll tell you what, what's the headline? Benjamin Fulford interviews David Rockefeller?
Fulford and Rockefeller, the Japan interview.
Fulford and Rockefeller, the Japan interview. Okay, I'm going to Google that as soon as possible. We'll get right on that, sir.
And that's freedomvideo.org/blog/question.
Gotcha. We're going
to...
Yeah, we'll just get it. Instead of giving a long address out, we'll just get it posted up on prisonplanet.com the next 10 minutes, okay? What are you doing over in Israel? Are you an Israeli citizen?
Yes.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Years.
What do you think of the New World Order? What do you think is going on?
It's horrible. And I'm very against it. I'm against my government as well. But thank you for your time. I just wanted to tell you about the Fulford and Rockefeller interview. It's I think you'll find it very interesting, and thank you for your time.
I'm going to put you on hold, and I just want to make sure we get this link. And so John's going to get that right now. John, please get that. In fact, time's of the essence on something like this. I'm not going to wait. I'm going to call Watson. Okay, I just dialed him, and I do this as things break. This is huge. You know, I've tried to get Fulford on the show, but he says he's not doing any radio interviews right now. But, hey, Watson, it's called the Fulford and Rockefeller interview in Japan. Fulford and Rockefeller interview in Japan. Google that, or I'm going to have it emailed to you or posted in the Prison Planet forum right now, and we'll see. I mean, the caller sounded credible, but I haven't confirmed it yet. This just happened. And if it is the case, we need an analysis on this as quickly as possible. Can you post the video up on the site so folks after the show can watch it? Okay, well, I mean, do you have that text I just gave you? Fulford and Rockefeller interview? All right. Did you find it? Okay, I'll check into it. Thank you. Calling the break. All righty. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Jay in Hawaii. Jay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, it was ridiculous. I had to sit there and watch the post-debate commentators push all of the propaganda. One of them said that the North American superhighway is a figment of Ron Paul's imagination.
They all say that. That's a talking point. I know. It's like saying Jimmy Carter doesn't exist.
And the questions that Ron Paul got, my jaw was dropped during the entire debate. One of the questions given actually contained the phrases crazy, no chance to win, and let the country down in a single sentence. And McCain says that the...
Yeah, we need listeners to write up all these comments and everything so we can get them posted. Again, we don't have the staff to analyze all this, but I did watch some of it last night, and it was just, it's just off the chart. Everybody should vote for him just because of that.
Yeah,
I saw some guy in the post office this morning going, it's crazy. I like him, but it's crazy he can't win, you know, just repeating it.
Yeah, every Ron Paul supporter needs to get off their couches and vote for him in the primaries. If you don't get off your couch and vote for Ron Paul, the blood of every life slain by the New World Order is on your hands.
I agree, but give us some more of your comments from Hawaii, Jay, on what you thought of the debate.
Yeah, McCain says that the insurgents in Iraq are equal to Nazi Germany, and McCain says that if we pull out of Iraq, then that's equal to ignoring Hitler and letting Hitler conquer all of Europe. I mean, that's ridiculous. Ron Paul isn't given enough time in the debates to say this, but I would point out that there are 200,000 Americans, including contractors, in combat in Iraq, and there's, what, 20 million Iraqis? Why should 200,000 Americans sacrifice their lives for the freedom of 20 million Iraqis? It makes no sense, right?
No, it doesn't make sense, especially when the actual Pentagon plans are to spread turmoil and pump, have a black hole you can money launder trillions of dollars into, and then spread the violence.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I don't believe in karma, but I believe in what goes around comes around. divine retribution. That's the one true law in the universe. I believe that God is a creature of divine retribution, and people need to go and vote for Ron Paul because, I mean, if you're lazy and you sit on your couch and then you do nothing, I'm not a Christian, but my message to the New World Order is to listen. Stop yourselves and listen. I know that they, you know, they're trying to rig this election, but I want them to look at the real numbers of how many people support Ron Paul. I'm sure they'll see 70 to 80% supporting Ron Paul, or maybe, you know, 65%. The patriots who support Ron Paul are not going to stop fighting after the election is stolen. The New World Order, I don't want them to activate Apocalypse, because they certainly could. They got their hand on the button. I don't want them to do it. I don't want to see violence. I care for everyone, including the New World Order. I don't want to see any violence, so I'm just please asking them to look at the real numbers before they do anything, because God is a creature of divine retribution, and if you go too far, your power is going to be taken away from you. Thank you, Alex. That's pretty much all I got to say.
All right. I really do appreciate that information, and I agree with you. Let's go ahead and take another call. KC in Minnesota. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. I just want to know, to see if you're aware, if you knew that Tom Cryer is a 32nd degree Freemason.
Somebody emailed me that the lawyer that beat the IRS down in, was it Mississippi or Louisiana? We've had him on a few times.
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Yeah, Shreveport, Louisiana, is a 32nd degree Mason. Look, all I can say is this, and I've tried to make this clear.
Mm-hmm.
There are evil Protestants in the New World Order, but it doesn't mean all Protestants are out there involved in it. In fact, 99.9% aren't. There are a lot of evil people at the hierarchy of the Catholic Church pushing open world government, open merger of religions. That doesn't mean most Catholics follow that. Texas was founded by Masons. The U.S. was founded by them. They are secret. Well, let me just, since you brought this up, they are secret construction guilds, secret mystery schools that go back to, you know, guarding mathematical technology that was very valuable in construction. Do they use the Masonic secret systems to run their New World Order op? Are Masons at the highest levels of the New World Order? Yes, but not until their 33rd degree or above. There are a lot of other degrees. Would I be a Mason? No. Have I been invited to join? You're supposed to ask, but I never did. I have been invited to join. I've said no. But did I have great-grandfathers and great-uncles and people that were? Yes. Did they tell my dad not to join? Yes. Do I think it's bad at the top? Yes. But regardless, Cryer won that. There's other people winning cases who aren't Masons. So, I mean, I really just think it kind of becomes a distraction at a certain point.
Well, I'm just concerned with, like, Masonic modes of recognition in court.
Well, see how this works, though? I'm already saying he's a Mason, and all I got was an email. I don't even know if that's true.
Well, I mean, I've got the his biographic summary, which is located at wethepeoplefoundation.org. And also a mainstream.
Okay, so he says that. That's fine. Yeah, no, they do have Mason in distress hand signals, and that is a really good point, because if they give that, the judge will let them off every time. And I could ask Cryer about that next time he's on.
And one other thing, if you would, if you get a chance, if you got a higher level and a lower level, let's say you got a Mason defender and also a Mason prosecutor, who scratches whose back? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I've found that with federal cases, and I'm no expert on this, but I've seen some cases of it, that, you know, the government's the big dog, and it's full of Masons, too, and they will side against a fellow Mason if that's what the feds want. So it was the jury. It was the jury that found him not guilty.
You can't say that for sure.
No, we have the ruling. I mean, it was a jury trial, sir.
No, I mean, I know it was a jury trial, but what I'm saying is, we're talking, I mean, he's championing the tax honesty movement right now. He's rallying us together, giving us a kind of sense of hope. But whether you win or lose, a failure to file it really does nothing for the movement, because it doesn't address the source of the issue, which is the actual fact that there's no law.
Look, I mean, we're having a lot of victories against the private run-for-profit IRS. There's a bunch of people winning, a bunch of people losing. So, I mean, I think it becomes a big red herring that, oh, my God, Cryer's going to get us. I mean, I'll get him on. In fact, the next time he's on, I'll bring it up, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you. I mean, my whole deal is, it just becomes a distraction, and that's why I say this. About half the Patriot movement spends about half their time just talking about issues like this. So I'll say it on the record. I'm a non-denominational. I'm not a Baptist. I'm not a Catholic. I'm a Christian. I'm not a NPR reporter. I'm not a Scientologist. I'm none of it.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.99 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is SPYVILLE.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, I did find that Fulford interview. We're going to play some clips of it coming up in the next hour. And Paul's doing a story. He's going to get it posted right now, but there's a synopsis on YouTube, and we're going to get it up on PrisonPlanet.com in the next few minutes. I'm going to take a few more calls now, then I'm going to get into the NAU, the new developments there, and then I'm going to take more calls, then I'm going to get into the open borders and big new study they did. Let's try to hurry here. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm wondering, I just don't quite understand something. I don't understand about the difference between the United States and the United States of America, because the U.S. Code clearly says that there is two separate governments, two separate constitutions, one for the United States of America that ended with the 13th Amendment, the original 13th Amendment, and then the Constitution 14th, for the
United States. First off, turn your radio off because we can't continue. Take your radio off now. Sir? Did he just hang up?
Yes, sir. Okay.
Okay.
The difference is President Lincoln came into the presidency as the president of the United States of America, but he left the presidency as the president of the United States. And how I understand it, he is the president that took the offer from the international bankers. The offer was made to several other presidents, but they rejected it. That is when the United States of America ended. And since then, we've been the U.S.
Yeah.
Everything's been the U.S. The U.S.
Well, if my memory serves, and I've actually gone over all the actual documents on this, you've got it backwards. It was the United States. And then afterwards, it became the United States of America under the 14th Amendment. And we went under admiralty law and Roman civil law. But the common law and the Anglo-Saxon law had been in place so long that it took them over 100 years to fully transfer it over, and they're still not completely done, but yes. And then they set up the District of Columbia, and just, it's lawyers, and he was a lawyer, and translated it over, and this really happened after they killed him, translated it over, and started then signing the treaties and the deals under that new corporation that is known as Washington, D.C., and it is a fact. And so instead of having God-given rights that, you know, that the government couldn't violate, you now became wards of the state. And they sold this to people in Congress saying, well, we can't have blacks with full rights. We'll make them wards of the state. But then really it was for everybody else. And then the marriage licenses started and the gun licenses started. And then they did that because you're a ward. And so a license is to do something that would be illegal. So you're under martial law, so you're not allowed to drive without your pass. The state police, then when they fully expanded in 1933, were set up by the feds. And the general public doesn't know this. And now they've gone one further in the mid-50s with the comprehensive annual financial reports to fully now transfer those corporate holdings of the states that have now become corporate with the United States of America Corporation and District of Columbia incorporated in Puerto Rico and Guam, and they're which were already under you know, those possessions, and then they start transferring it over, and now it's just going fully into private corporate hands.
You are correct, and we were the U.S., and now we're the USA. How come they want everybody to sign the agreement that they are a U.S. citizen under penalty of perjury?
Well, just remember. Now, our listeners are smart and informed, but there's probably hundreds of thousands of people listening who are listening for the first week or so or may just tune in. Remember, they don't know where the U.S. is on a globe. They don't know who the president 4 presidents ago was. They don't know where their state capital is. They just know that Britney Spears dances around and shaves her head. And so for those listening, you need to understand it's all a bait and switch. It'd be kind of like if somebody came to your door and said, sign this form, I'm from the government, it's for your homestead, and you didn't read the 10-page contract that took a magnifying glass and it said that you were signing your house over to them. It was basic fraud. And now we operate under military jurisdiction for a long time. Now they're just going to the final stage of having it open and physical on the street.
How I understand the situation is that you have the constitutional forces are the Army, the Navy, I believe the Marines.
No, the Marines are outside.
The USA.
When the Marines were attached to the Navy, they were constitutional, but since they now brought them into the United States, they claim that they're outside of it, and now they are trying to attach the Coast Guard to that as well.
Well, the story is, on the other side, the U.S., the USA is the constitutional forces, then the U.S. forces, they're all these alphabet agencies that started up in, March 5th, 1933 or whatever.
It had already been set up, but they do it in phases. Thanks for the call, sir. And that perfectly goes into the NAU. I'm going to cover that next, then take your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Everybody knows that today's so loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolate and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. Give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
That last caller.
Everybody
was a perfect lead-in because he was talking about the United States versus the United States of America, the District of Columbia. They did this in phases. And I'm not defending Lincoln. Most times with governments, both sides are bad. The South and the North. The people running the U.S. are bad. The people running Israel are bad. The people running Iran are bad. It isn't black and white when you get down to this, but I've only read, and I don't mean this sarcastically, it's not a lot, maybe 10 books on the Civil War, watched 15, 20 PBS documentaries, 10 or 15 History Channel things, a lot of it disinfo, read a lot of alternative history reports, gone and checked them, found a lot of it's accurate. And basically, Lincoln got put in, the war starts up, the British were financing the South, they put troops in Canada and Toronto, threatened to invade with 20,000, the Tsar had to send his navy to the east and west coast, threatening war on them, they got them back. Just 40-something years later with the Tsars. And so, without spending too much time on that, Lincoln issued his own money, which is what the Lincoln Greenback, which is not what the bankers wanted. And he did not go with the bankers. So, but he did, in trying to keep the Union together for northern business interests that were not completely controlled by the bankers, that were different elites than it wasn't as concentrated. You had the big elite out of Europe, but there were still smaller elites. And some of the royalty fighting with each other. There were more factions then. It hadn't all fleshed out yet to total centralization like we have now with a handful of, quote, rogue nations. And that's anything not controlled by the central banks, the globalist. But clearly that was orchestrated by the British. Andrew Jackson, who fought the British in the Revolutionary War and then again in the Battle of 1812, the War of 1812, he saw right through it in the 30s, 1830s, when the British were openly there. They were openly in North Carolina, South Carolina. They were openly even down in Florida. They were everywhere trying to foment because of northern taxes on tobacco farmers, cotton farmers, and others. And then I am an expert on that. I've got obsessed with it and probably read 20 books on Jackson. That all, and we've had, you know, UT professors on about it and things, but he saw through that, and he was literally toothless by the time he was president. He'd been in so many battles, shot so many times, stabbed. He could hardly talk, but he were at this dinner party with all the big rich people from the South. He was from the South, and he said, "Don't you know the British are doing this?" and began screaming at them really loud in this big, powerful voice, even though he didn't even have any teeth left. You need teeth, really, for pronunciation, and said, "I will lead an army of a million men from the north. I will lead them from the head, and we will crush you. I will not let the British split up the Union." So, of course, his family died in British concentration camps. Yeah, they invented it. He was a message runner, and he wouldn't literally clean the boots of a British colonel, so they slashed him across the face. They ought to make a movie about this guy. I mean, you see some movie like Conan where he has all these exploits and it's made up, it's fake, and it's unbelievable. Or you see movies like Rambo where it's all stupid. I mean, Andrew Jackson makes George Washington look like a wimp. By the way, they don't teach you who George Washington was. It's, he didn't chop down a cherry tree, and they kind of make him boring. There's a reason George Washington was loved. I mean, just the incredible battles, everything he did, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. These men were unbelievable. And the troops, the Americans that fought with them, the colonists, were unbelievable. And I'm already digressing. Just I look at what we have become, and it just really gives me a headache to really get down to the bottom line here. Okay, I said I get into NAU, and then we're going to get to John, Carl, Mike, Mark, Dave, and a lot of other people that are patiently holding today. That's why the elite lie to us and tell us that things that are public don't exist, because it's worked in the past, and they have nothing but disdain and arrogant hatred for all of us. They know the public doesn't know basic geography or basic branches of government or basic Bill of Rights, and so they do it. I mean, what state police officers do you know that they're federally chartered and from 1933 to 1937? when they declared the War Powers Act, and really been under total federal control since then. The North lost control during Reconstruction and really did a lot of abusive things, and so there were rebellions. Rebellion right here in Austin, unseating at gunpoint two different governors. That isn't taught. And but they really got control in 33 after they engineered that. Then there was a power struggle between the Fabian British-backed socialist with Roosevelt and the Hitler-backed fascist. So again, either side wasn't good. It was two different forms battling with each other. But the more elegantly deployed, wicked Brit system did prevail over the Germans. And I got to say, in hindsight, that's probably a good thing. But who knows with history? Can you imagine Hitler's people taking over? I mean, it just makes my head spin. But you can't say which side's good or bad in this. So there's so many thousands of points and so many things. You could study one little period of history in Macedonia and never know all there was to know about it. These were the lives of millions of people, billions that have passed, and empires and nations and wars and all the historians that wrote about it. It's absolutely exhilarating to research it and then to learn how the world works, but then it's equally horrifying once you see the depths that we have already sunk to. But you try to explain the concept of dual corporations. Basically, the globalists created doppelganger government, a clone, but they didn't have any of the due process or rights and put us onto an older form of imperial law. And then they took from it British admiralty and integrated it into Roman civil that had always been operating in Europe and England because it was a law of merchants. It was the ancient Roman civil law that grew directly out of Greece. See, again, trying to even get into this, because I could explain it to everybody if we had the time, or if I could lay it all out for you, and you would see exactly how all this operates. But to simplify it, the globalists have total arrogant disdain for us because they know we're totally dumbed down by design. And so if years of scholarly research and interviewing every top expert you can imagine, and I, with a decent intellect, literally have to summon all of my mental prowess to even grasp this world system. It's complex. It's big. And a bunch of football heads and a bunch of beauty queens, you know, a bunch of Sally Soccer Mom and everybody else are just thinking about the next bauble they want to buy. Can you imagine them listening to this right now? I mean, I might as well be talking Martian to them. I mean, I might as well just be jabbering. Because just please investigate what I'm saying and find out the truth for yourself. So the globalists have this arrogant disdain for us, and they know it's very complex. The general public can't grasp corporate law, admiralty law, administrative law courts, that's the new modern name for it. And this parallel system they built of tyranny and no due process or checks and balances that they have been slowly integrating our old system of liberty onto. And then now they're busy actually pulling up the tracks of the old system. See, first they transferred everything over to the train on the rail running right beside it, and now they're busy tearing up the original track. Just a few years ago, there were still liberty trains and freedom and, you know, different systems of common law and Anglo-Saxon law running down the rail. Now there's really nothing rolling down it, and they pulled up large sections of it. There's the obnoxious analogy. You ever seen one of those track splitters? It's a big train they drive, and the back has a big beak hanging down that just rips up the middle ties. Kind of a scorched earth policy, and I watch them shredding the beloved Republic right in front of me, and it's not pleasing. And the incredible intricacies and craftsmanship of the new mechanism they've built is just staggering. In fact, right now I'm just trying to integrate and grasp all my knowledge, and I'm actually staggered right now and a loss for words. You know, you marvel at the beast, ladies and gentlemen, if you could see it like I see it in the system from my study, and I know that I only see it from a glancing edge. I don't even see the entirety of it, but I see more than most. More than, but just a very few, I would imagine. It's hard for the globalists to even grasp what they've wrought. It's a self-fulfilling system. A self-oiling, expanding system of mercantile devilish genius. But So to them, they've had the United States for at least 80 years, since 1933. They've had it fully in their grasp, just destroying any remnants of liberty or freedom or due process, brainwashing, dumbing down the public, legitimizing all of it, setting up new courts that aren't under the common law system where there's no due process, the family courts, all of it. Read the Bill of Rights and walk in and watch a family court. It's dictatorial. It's an admiralty court, a tyranny court, a Roman civil court, but with criminal power, criminal enforcement. Evidence, no law to take the shot, but you'll go to jail if you don't in these cities. See, so they, to them, it's already theirs. They've conquered it a long time ago. And now they're just transferring out of the corporate shell. They created a private corporate shell to transfer the government into under the operating system of the United States of America from the United States, which was the government convened for and of and by the people in the three branches of government interlocking with the several states. Now that they have fully transferred, I'd say they're 95% complete, into the United States of America shell and the corporate shells and the city shells, under international law and treaty, they are now removing the last links to it and bringing us fully into a global corporate dictatorship. And look at who chairs and who mans the World Trade Organization or the IMF or the World Bank or the Ex-Im Bank or the International Bank of Settlements or the United Nations or these other organizations and these global treaties that then whole governments grow up around and enforcement arms and taxing authorities and regulatory systems and propaganda divisions and intelligence agencies and all of it. And so now they've transferred us, they're accelerating the transfer, everything the technology allows them to accelerate it, and they're now in their end game accelerating all of the assets out of England, out of the United States, out of Russia, out of China. First, they build a strong central tyranny government to suck everything out of the people into the private corporate holding, and then it's fully transferred into private corporations that operate as governments with government power and who chair and run the regulatory organizations that nations have irrevocably signed away their authority to. And that's the transfer. That's what's happened. And so they just pat us on the head like children and say, there's no monsters, you know, there's no NAU. It's made up. Last night in the debate, this loony Ron Paul makes up NAFTA highways. Doesn't matter if TxDOT and the Federal Department of Transportation, international bodies, thousands of documents, public statements, news articles, building the hubs, laws passed by Congress, all happening. Building the hubs, building the roads, and they just say it doesn't exist. The public doesn't know how roads work or where they go or even the names of most roads. They just accept that. Okay, it doesn't exist. And they tell them, we're not sending out company codes to all the businesses in the 50 states, telling them to sign on to North American Union designation under NAFTA and GATT regulatory systems. And now they call it the North American Economic Community. They're now calling it Robert Pastor and the CFR and David Rockefeller make little jokes. Oh, we're not wanting global government. We want global governance. Governance is government. It's the same word. It's like saying, oh, a bird. No, that's not a bird. That is a fowl. Oh, I don't study birds. I'm an ornithologist. Well, ornithologist means studier of birds. Scientist that studies birds. See, I mean, it's all little games, little giggly games. Again, just total arrogance and hatred of us. And the public's not laughing enough anymore. That's why they're starting to panic. But even if they know they're being lied to, how do they grasp this complexity? And so that's how they've set up the North American Union. That's how they've brought this to bear. That's how they've set this up. And so now they have instructed the Mexican, Canadian, and U.S. corporations who literally go to the SPP meetings. They've had hundreds of them, but three major ones, one each year. They just had one a few months ago in Canada. They instruct them to... We got the minutes of the September meeting, and it was the Fortune 100 was there, literally telling the government ministers what to do according to guidelines and how to tax, how to apportion, how to integrate standards from barcodes to radio beacons to aircraft to military to drug war. everything. They're just merging the government seamlessly, hooking their computer systems in, standardizing everything, telling the businesses to sign into it with color of law threats. I've gotten the letters. And these hacks paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. You know these mainline newspaper hacks? My writers don't even make that much money, and they write 2-3 articles a day. It's not that I don't even just have the money to hire more writers. I can't find enough people who actually are as smart as Kurt Nimmo or Paul Watson or Steve Watson or Aaron Dykes. They can actually get it right. There's so much happening, I can't even report on it all to you. And I burn with the desire to warn you. So if you want to understand what's happened, they're just taking what's theirs publicly into their accounts. Unless you struggle during the formative stages of this, they just tell you, like a child, we are a nation of children, doesn't exist, baby, go back to sleepy sheep. There's no bad men in the world. Everything's all right, okay? Never mind this black mask.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You wear a seatbelt in your car. At home, you lock the doors. How about when you use your cell phone? How do you protect yourself? EMFs, or electromagnetic frequencies, act like an invisible pollution that surrounds us every day. Studies link EMFs to many ailments, from stress to depression, anxiety, decreased mental performance, lower immune system function, and other impaired states of health. More than ever, we are fatigued, sick, emotionally depleted, and generally stressed out. Have you ever thought about the impact on your health from exposure to EMFs using your cell phone? Studies show that 30 minutes a day on a cell phone over the span of 1 year is equivalent to sticking your head in a microwave for 30 minutes. Installing the BioPro cell phone chip utilizes patented noise field technology to block harmful EMF pollution. Still not convinced? Go to electropollution.org right now to purchase the extremely affordable BioPro cell chip. It attaches easily to the outside of your phone. Educate and protect yourself at electropollution.org.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Here's an example of how they lied to us and lied to the police, the military, everybody else. Remember about a month ago, the fires raging, they're raging again out in Malibu and Southern California into San Diego. And they just have a fake press conference with over 100 FEMA people dressed up like reporters with pads out. They even have expensive, $60,000 cameras rolled out to make it look like a set. and then they can have softball questions asked. And it just turned out that one of the heads of the INS, this is in the San Antonio papers, had press conferences that had fake reporters in there and only went to them. I mean, this is what they do. Just like the Pentagon, their own documents said they were going to be in Iraq for at least 50 years, we're never going to leave, build permanent bases, break the country up, and they told us, oh, we'll be there 6 months. You know, again, they just lie to us. And it's just like New York. You know, the seal of New York is a chest of beads being handed to a Native American in Manhattan. Might have been worth $5 in... you know, 5 pounds, and not even that in British money then, a bucket of beads. And the Indians didn't even speak English. They just said, hey, we'll give you this bucket of beads. And the Indians thought that meant they could hunt there, because that's how Indians thought of using the land, the Native Americans. And they just took it from them. Because the Native Americans were intelligent and smart, but they were like children when it came to contract law. And the corporate settlers, that's what they were, corporations coming in and incorporating, you know, funded as expeditions for profit. They just said, make your mark right here, chief, and you get this whole bucket of beads and nails and combs and mirrors, booty, junk, baubles. And they can do the same thing. Americans will fight and die and work themselves to the bone and spend no time with their children so they can have the iPhone and so they can have, and I'm not saying having all that's bad, but if that's your God and that comes first, and if that's what matters to you, all this junk that'll be broken a year and means nothing. Or some football player, some basketball player is your hero. They've replaced your real heroes with that. You're just like a Native American who would, A, not know what they were doing, and B, shell out their birthright for a little chest of beads and mirrors and combs and nails. See how that works? And the American people are like the Native Americans. It's the same thing, the same elite, just usurping, usurping, usurping. And natives would usurp each other and kill each other, too. I'm not saying they're angel cakes. But not as at a more modern and sophisticated way. And that's what's happening with the North American Union. And now the globalists want to overrun. They're doing everything they can with 1,000 different tricks up their sleeve to destroy U.S. sovereignty. And one of their main assaults isn't just getting everybody in debt and blowing out the economy and getting the nation in debt. It's bringing in 30-plus million illegal aliens who are hyper-nationalistic, predominantly from Latin America and Mexico, bringing them in, and public schools teach them, this is your country, America's evil, that's taught in the curriculum. Then the ADL, I was reading on their site last night, says none of it exists, and we're all crazy to say that, you know, to claim that the immigrants want to take over America. Well, they say they do. Whereas an African or a Polish or a Japanese immigrant who came here 100 years ago, 50 years ago, no, or the Vietnamese immigrants, they want to run shrimp boats and make money. But Mexico's lost 2 wars with that. Americans don't, again, know their head from a hole in the ground historically, so they don't know. The Mexicans have all been taught from birth how evil America is and how they're going to get theirs back and all this. And then the ADL spins that to mean all Mexicans. No, not Mexican-Americans. Close to 70% of Mexican-Americans don't want to be called Mexican-Americans. They want to be called Americans. And they hate what's happening. They see it's there to drive down wages and break down the sovereignty and balkanize the country so the government can play us off against each other. It's tribal race politics. Bottom line. All right, we're going to come back, continue with your calls and a lot of other news.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.